In our study of the 23rd Psalm, we come this morning to the second verse. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The Good Shepherd's answer to life's stress and strain. I think it is true to say that there are more people today under stress and strain than there have ever been. The general insecurity of the present time, politically and economically, means that many, many people are living under stresses that are almost intolerable. Is there any answer to life's stress and strain? People are flocking to doctors' surgeries in the hope that there will be some prescription that will meet their desperate need. And desperate is not too strong a word to apply to their situation and to describe their condition. Let me tell you of the prescription that was once given to an American businessman. He was a man of unusual ability and energy who had achieved a considerable success in business, but he had no happiness and no peace of mind. And finally, his doctor suggested that he should talk to a minister. And he told the minister of all the prescriptions the doctors had given them and how they had failed to work. Let the minister himself tell the rest of the story. I took a sheet of paper and wrote out my prescription for him. I prescribed the 23rd Psalm 5 times a day for 7 days. I insisted that he take it just as I prescribed. He was to read it first thing when he awakened in the morning, carefully, meditatively, and prayerfully. Immediately after breakfast, he was to do exactly the same thing. Also immediately after lunch, again after his evening meal, and finally just before he went to bed. It was not to be a quick, hurried reading. He was to think about each phrase, giving his mind time to soak up as much of the meaning as possible. At the end of just 1 week, I promised, things would be different for him. Here is the answer to life's strains and stresses. The 23rd Psalm. Or perhaps more accurately, the Good Shepherd, of whom the 23rd Psalm speaks. And I want to suggest this morning that the answer to life's strain and stress is particularly found in this second verse. The whole psalm has the answer. But surely, especially these words, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And literally it reads, in pastures of tender grass. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And literally it is waters of quietness. He makes me to lie down in pastures of tender grass. He leads me beside waters of quietness. The very words and the lovely pastoral picture that lies behind them, even already if we read them, can begin to bring peace to troubled and anxious hearts. It all goes back, of course, to the first verse, which we have studied already in 2 studies. The Lord is my shepherd. That's basic. And if the Lord is my shepherd, then as we saw last Sabbath, I shall lack nothing. There'll be provision of everything that I need. But what are some of the things that strained and worried people today are lacking? Things that the Good Shepherd can supply. I want to speak of four, suggested by this verse. And the first is repose, or restfulness. Repose. There is a terrible restlessness about today. People keep driving themselves or are driven by circumstances to do more and more, to do more than they're able to do. And even holiday times, instead of being relaxing, are hectic, as people try to cram as much as possible into the time that they have. And everywhere, people's spirits are lacking in repose. And what is the Good Shepherd's answer to that lack of repose? Listen. He maketh me to lie down. And sometimes he has to do that quite literally. When a person who's been driving himself perhaps for years is laid in a bed of sickness and has got to lie down. Sometimes the Good Shepherd's got to compel us to come aside and rest a while. But whether the lying down is literal or not, the Good Shepherd insists that there must be in our lives a quiet place and a quiet time when we can rest in Him. And that's why our use or our misuse of the Sabbath day is so important. God has given us a day of repose, a day of rest and worship. And the man who doesn't use it for that is digging his own grave with his own hands, maybe physically and certainly spiritually. Our use or our misuse of the Sabbath is vital for our soul's health. God has given us one day specially for rest and worship because He knows we need it. And in the same way, the quiet place and the quiet time of prayer and the study of God's Word every day, the quiet place and the quiet time is absolutely essential for healthy spiritual living. We must get out of the rush and the bustle of life if we're going to survive. He maketh me to lie down. Are we prepared to take that part of the Good Shepherd's prescription? His repose. The second thing that many people are lacking today and that the Good Shepherd can supply is resources. Resources. Part of the reason for the strain under which many people are living today is the feeling that they will not be able to cope. Perhaps they fear that their financial resources will not be adequate. That's a very real fear for many people in these days of unemployment and in these days of recession into many areas. They fear that their financial resources won't be adequate. And that's a source of strain. But the fear of inadequate resources goes deeper than that. Will I continue to be able to meet the demands that my work will make upon me? Will I be able to overcome the temptations that will most certainly come against me? Would I be able to cope if life's circumstances change dramatically, as they have changed for many people and as well they might for any of us? Will I be able to cope? That's the question many people are asking today. Has the Good Shepherd the answer to the fear of inadequate resources? Listen, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. In pastures of tender grass. There'll be plenty. Plenty to meet every need as that need comes. Maybe that confident assertion doesn't bring much comfort to someone who's anxious and worried about not being able to cope. Let me ask you this. Do you trust the Good Shepherd? Do you? Do you believe that he gave his life for the sheep? For you? Then can you not believe that having given his life, he could be trusted to give everything else that you can ever need? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, plenty, his plenty, for all my need. See, it Spurgeon takes the green pastures as referring to the provision made for us in the Word of God. And certainly the Word always can be relied on to meet our every need. There are promises of God, exceeding great and precious promises, made exactly for our needs. But behind the Word, behind the promises, is the Good Shepherd. And that makes our assurance doubly sure. I wonder, were you listening when we read the promise of the Good Shepherd in Ezekiel 34, in verses 14 and 15. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. There are resources adequate for all my need. The second part of this second verse of the 23rd Psalm gives two more aspects of the provision that the Good Shepherd makes for his people who are facing stress and strain. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And as I said, literally it is, he leadeth me beside waters of quietness. And that can be taken in two senses. It can be taken in the sense of the metrical version that we love to sing. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. Thinking of the quietness as describing the waters. The quiet waters. Or it can mean just as likely waters that bring stillness or quietness. Waters that bring quietness and stillness to an anxious, troubled heart. And I want to take the phrase in both senses. And the first sense brings us to the third thing that many people are lacking today and the Good Shepherd supplies. And that is refreshment. Quiet waters. In a fine little book on the 23rd Psalm, Professor Douglas Macmillan of the Free Church College in Edinburgh, who for many, many years was a shepherd before he studied for the ministry, he tells us in that book that a sheep will never drink out of a fast-flowing stream. He gave his own experience of leading the sheep for miles, and at one particular place they had to cross a fast-running stream, and they never stopped to drink there, no matter how thirsty they were. But a little further on, there was a quiet pool, and there they drank. A sheep must have quiet waters, and from such waters it is refreshed. And isn't that what we're needing continually? Refreshment of soul. We get jaded, we get tired, our spiritual life gets low. And what we're needing is refreshment. And God gives that refreshing. See, Ed Spurgeon again says that the quiet waters are the gracious influences and graces of the Holy Spirit, bringing cleansing and renewal and refreshment to God's people. God promised Israel that he would send his Holy Spirit like floods over thirsty ground. And sometimes we are thirsty, and sometimes our souls are dry and parched. And what we need is the Holy Spirit to instruct us in the Word, to help us to understand the Word, to apply the Word to our hearts, to transform us by the Word, to give refreshment and life. And so often it's done quietly and without fuss. The Holy Spirit works quietly. It's the quiet waters. And all the time, the refreshment. and the renewal are coming to us. I'm sure many of us here today have to confess that there come times in our spiritual experience when what we're needing more than anything else is spiritual refreshment. And thank God it comes. It comes through the Word. It comes as that Word is applied to our heart's need by the Holy Spirit. And then we can go to face life again, renewed and refreshed. The quiet waters. Waters that speak to us of the Good Shepherd's giving of refreshment, repose, and resources, and refreshment. But waters of quietness means as well waters that bring quietness. And so we note in the fourth place that the Good Shepherd provides relaxation, repose, he makes me to lie down, resources, he makes me to lie down in green pastures, refreshment, he leads me beside quiet waters, and relaxation, he brings me to waters that provide quietness. Doctors would say today that perhaps the greatest problem for a great many people is tension. That's the cause of so much high blood pressure, so much heart trouble, so much mental trouble. Tension. And they say what's needed somehow is relaxation. Sometimes they think a prescription will give relaxation. Not often, and certainly not always. Some people therefore turn to yoga or something like this that can bring relaxation to them and feel that that's the answer. It can't be the answer when it's based on the worship of a false god. It can happen in many ways. I've read of an officer in the First World War who suffered from shell shock. And part of his cure was to sit for 2 hours on summer days by a quiet stream. The quiet water soothed his overstrung nerves and his troubled mind. And perhaps we do need to have more times of quietness. Literally, physically, quietness. But we've got to go deeper than that. If we're going to have real relaxation, we've got to come to the only one that can give it. The Good Shepherd brings the peace of quiet waters to give his people relaxation from their tensions and their anxieties. And again, he so often does it through the Word and by the Spirit. But always, we must be willing to ask him to do it for us. Instead of feeling we've got to cope, instead of feeling we've got to deal with this, we've got to be willing to let the Good Shepherd deal with it, to lead us to the waters of quietness. And we've got to go back to the beginning of the psalm again. David found the release from his tension, and then there were many tensions he had as king of Israel. David found his release from tension because he could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can you say that this morning? Because that is basic, as we've seen so often in our study. David could go on to say, "I shall not lack." Have you that sure trust in the Good Shepherd that he will meet every need? David could say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Are you willing to rest in Christ? To rest in trust and confidence in the Good Shepherd. David could say, He leadeth me beside the waters of quietness. Are we willing today, amidst all the stress and strain of life, to commit our way to Him so that He might lead us with all our tensions, with all our anxieties? Are we willing to commit our way to Him to lead us to those waters of quietness? Even now, even here, as His peace comes to our hearts, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by waters of quietness. Even so, Lord Jesus, let us pray.